inconceivable!
Will you please act like you have more than a two-word vocabulary?
Is there air? You don't know!
And now, a yak.
Yak?
Hey, don't touch that dial. You found Secular Yakking.
I'm Robert.
And I'm Amy.
After years.
Many years of yakking at each other.
We're here to yak at you.
So sit back and enjoy the yakking.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Hope you had a wonderful couple weeks.
Yep, it's been a couple weeks.
Yep, same thing.
It never seems to change. We will eventually be able to get this out weekly. That is the goal. We're getting closer.
Yeah. We almost had it last week.
I know. It's just, oh my goodness. Life is just exhausting. It always gets in the way of things you want to do.
That is correct.
All right. Anyways, we'll get there one of these days. But in the meantime, I think we have news.
Oh, we do have news.
Yeah, that's usually what we're here for.
All right. First, a quick update on a story from last episode.
All righty.
Remember the Trumper-themed goat that went up for going up for auction?
Yes, yes, yes.
Well, it sold for $300,000.
Did it really?
Yeah.
Morons.
And it was sold wearing a red MAGA cap.
Well, that doesn't surprise me one flipping bit, but whatever.
And I have a correction on that. So last week I said it was part of a charity fundraiser to combat human trafficking.
Uh-huh.
Turns out I was wrong.
God, why?
Yeah, according to Medias Touch News, it was Midas. Midas? I forgot what they call it. I don't know. MTN.
Anyways. Okay, thank you.
It was auctioned during a Cigars and Cars Under the Stars event, benefiting in big part Big Dog Ranch Rescue, a charity that boasts of dog rescues and has ties to the Trump family.
You lost me at Trump family.
And that same charity has faced scrutiny from local authorities for purchasing puppies from a puppy mill.
Jeez Louise, can't anybody just do anything nice from start to finish? Is that really asking too much?
It is when it comes to anything related to Trump or Dink.
It's literally every single solitary thing he touches, he shits on.
Yeah.
I mean, literally everything. I mean, they couldn't have just done one thing that was good from start to finish.
No.
I mean, it sucked when you started saying that it wasn't for combating human trafficking. That would have been awesome, but I guess that's too much for them to even attempt to think about someone else besides themselves. Okay, fine. Not fine. But next it goes to helping a charity for dog rescues, and then you got to take it down to the whole, there you have ties to the puppy mill thing or whatever the hell. Yep. You said.
I mean, that's just...
It's exhausting.
It's par for the course.
I know,
for Prince Trump or Dink.
He's such an ass.
He is an ass.
Anyways. Yeah.
Also, remember last week when I told you the Kingship of Jesus Christ bill in North Dakota failed?
Okay. Now well, what are you going to tell me?
A new joint resolution introduced in Montana legislators doing the exact same thing.
Jesus Christ. Seriously?
It is. So this bill explicitly acknowledges the kingship of Jesus Christ over the state and represents a dangerous fusion of religion, doctrine, and government policy. Just like we said last week or the week before, whenever we talked about it.
It's like repetitive. And it's like, again, hello, Constitution. We remember you, but some of us don't.
Obviously.
I mean, this isn't hard. I mean, it's just not.
So I believe we should rehash this because it's important. Even though we covered it a few weeks ago.
Well, and that's just the thing. It's over and over and over and over again. They just keep repeating.
Wash, rinse, repeat.
I was just thinking that.
Anyway, this resolution is saturated with biblical quotes asserting Jesus Christ holds dominion not only spiritually but civilly. And including the state of Montana.
Nope.
It acknowledges Jesus Christ as the rightful ruler of nations.
Nope.
It raises serious concerns about potential for religious bias in policymaking, obviously.
That's a hard one.
Right? First Amendment, obviously, we've already talked about that. The Constitution guarantees the freedom of religion, which includes freedom from religion.
Correct.
Right?
Yep. But They seem to have forgotten that, but continue.
And it aligns almost directly with the ideology of Christian nationalism.
Yeah, obviously.
Right. And they want to establish a Christian dominated society.
And their plan is if they can get enough of these through one after another, whether one fails, the next one makes it, yada, yada. It's a little, you know, engine that could kind of scenario. They'll start making headway. And yeah, that's what they're hoping for.
It is, as I've said many, many times, it is a wedge issue.
Mm-hmm.
Right? In God We Trust was a wedge issue.
That is correct.
Ten Commandments is a wedge issue.
Yep.
So what they do is they stick that wedge in.
Hold the door open.
Right? And then they hit it with a sledgehammer.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
And it breaks open the wall.
Uh-huh. Little at a time, gets it going.
Right.
And that's what their plan is.
Right. And their plan is to use bills like this, like I said, as wedge issues, to get into the courts and use the Supreme Court as that sledgehammer.
Oh, I see where you're going with that.
Right.
Yeah. No. And then it's like rock solid in.
Right.
You know?
Because there's no way to put it back once you break it.
Could you imagine? No, let's not say we did.
And I, of course, wrote both my representative for our area,
uh-huh,
and the guy that wrote this bill,
uh-huh,
telling him exactly what I thought about it. So
yeah.
I haven't received anything back from either one, so I'm assuming they're ignoring their constituent.
Oh, most likely, because isn't that what they're being told to do right now?
Anyways? Oh, absolutely. They're told not to have town halls.
All of them.
And this is local Montana stuff,
yeah,
right? Not the guys that go to Washington.
Right.
The guys that go to Helena.
Right.
So.
Big, giant Helena.
Helena handbasket.
Oh, that's a good one. But yeah, I mean, it's literally, does not surprise me that you haven't heard from them, like,
no,
at all. You know you won't, right?
No, I am 100% know that I won't.
Just keep an eye out. You never know.
Yeah.
But not likely.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I did get the reply email that we've received your...
The automatic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, uh-huh, great. No.
Whoopee-doo.
Nothing.
Yeah.
But this just shows how the right is moving further and further into Christian nationalism.
Right. And they're not shying away. They're not tiptoeing around the tulips to try and sneak shit in. They're just going full on balls in and making it right in your face because, nah, you can't do anything about it because
no,
they don't care.
They've got the Supreme Court.
Well, they got everything.
I mean, they've already destroyed several key cases, right? Mm-hmm. They're going for all of them, everything that has to do with any sort of religion.
I don't know. I just know this is going to be the longest 4 years in history.
Oh, hopefully shorter.
Because wouldn't that be awesome? But let's not go there right now. Honestly, I really feel like I know it hasn't even been 2 months, but holy God, I'm not even exaggerating, feel like it's been at least 2 years.
I know.
I'm without exaggeration. I didn't even know what the hell the date was today. I mean, the last 2 days, honestly.
Well, it's like every day is
something new.
A gish gallop of stupidity coming out of this administration.
Oh, I know. And it's like just like right in your face. It's no apologies for it. It's like just all of them.
All of them.
They don't, because they've got it all, you know, they got a clean swipe over everything. They don't have to sneak around. They don't have to try and hide what they want to pass. They literally just put it out there for everyone. And
yeah,
they do not care.
No.
I mean, they're just waiting for women to be subservient, wearing covers and... You know, the whole world is worshiping God every step they take. You know, that whole crap.
Oh, yeah. And he came out, I don't know, last week or something, saying he's like the most Christian president ever.
Trump?
Something similar.
Seriously?
To that. Yeah.
Oh, please.
I think it was in a State of Union address. He said something similar, that he's like the most godly of presidents ever.
He's such a lying ass.
Seriously?
I mean, my family personally have known him since the 80s, and that man doesn't know what the frick a Bible even is for. He has no clue what religion is other than saying things to get himself elected.
Yeah.
Or to get himself in the headlines, because that man, it wipes the definition of a narcissist off the map, because there is no definition for that man.
Yeah.
and all he cares about is people talking about him, people sticking their head up his ass, people, you know, just worshiping the floor he walks on. Yeah. I mean, he can't even make a damn speech without bitching about the Democrats not bowing to him while he's standing there talking.
Right.
I mean, how petty
can That's some North Korea level shit right there.
If he had his way, he would force them to do so.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm not even freaking kidding. He's a step away from trying to make that happen.
Yep.
But he is the most petty, narcissistic asshole. Well, yeah, he is. He's the most. Because there's people that are right there with him that are getting close to that bar. But anyways.
Which leads us into our next subject.
Okay.
I have tried and tried and tried.
Okay.
To not have entire shows
about Trumperdink.
Yes.
Trumperdink.
Go away, witch. Nope. Anyways, tried. I have really, really tried. Even when the show was running before.
Yes, I know.
We worked very hard to not have shows full of Trumperdink.
His ass was in the news then, too.
Right.
And here we are again, but way worse.
But that is, and I was thinking about it, and that is partially why we restarted the show, is because everything that him and his buddy Count Mugen. Yeah, Prince Trumperdink and Count Mugen.
Right.
I'm going to try and get that out there.
Yep. Definitely post the picture that you have, because it's quite good, actually. It is. It's quite funny and quite actually suiting. Actually, I'm looking at it.
Yes.
He'll stick that on the notes.
Yeah, that'll be the show picture.
Yep, the Trumperdink.
Yes.
And what is you called?
Count Mugen.
So I have my opinions on those two little tag team. Elon and Trump, I've got my opinions. I don't know if anyone else has those opinions, but how they got to be where they are and what all they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm just going to point that out myself.
Oh, well, you can talk about it. I don't care.
Okay, but I've said it from day one. I actually said it from before the election was even running. It was like 2 days prior to it, there was a thing he had said, and then there was other things that were going on, and then lo and behold, hey, guess what? There's a clean sweep across the entire board. Mm-hmm. And then now, basically, Elon pretty much runs the government while Trump plays golf.
That's exactly
essentially
what's going on.
All they do day in and day out, really.
Yeah.
That's just my thing.
Yep, I know. I get it. He even said a couple days before that Elon knows everything about the machines in Pennsylvania.
Right. Which is kind of ironic, you think?
A guy that's not part of elections knows everything about election machines?
Everything about them. And then 2 days prior to the elections, Trump had said that you are in for a big surprise. Something, I don't know if those are quoting his words, but it was pretty much exactly what he said. Not necessarily word for word, but it was definitely, you're in for a big surprise or something like that. Like, he knows what's about to go down, and he's like, like a child, you know, with his little fingers around his mouth.
Is a child.
Oh my God. Don't even get me started on how much of a child he is. But you know, so there's just a few, two little odd things that just keep leading me in that direction. And based on how things are running at the moment, I'm going to still stick with my story, but that's just me. And I've been saying it since before we even voted.
Yep. Speaking of Trumperdink being a child.
Trumperdink.
Let's have a discussion about what happened with Trumperdink and Zelensky in the Oval Office.
Oh, yeah. That was ridiculous.
So, for those of you who haven't been paying attention to the news, I don't know why you wouldn't, and then listen to us. That would be kind of weird, but whatever.
We try not to do Trumperdink as much as possible, but this episode, we're just full out just donating it to all talking about him. In the future, we will try and tone it back a bit. It's getting more and more difficult to say that, but we will try our darndest.
Anyway, he had a meeting with Zelensky on February 28th, right? Mm-hmm. Where even Vice President Vance... I haven't come up with a good Princess Bride name for him.
Is
he the gatekeeper?
I don't know.
No. What if he's the albino? I gotta find.
Oh, I don't know. That's actually
in the pits
not
of despair.
Yeah, I know the pits of despair. Okay. Anyway, so anyway, you're off track.
That's a weird
now.
That was
just weird.
But
go.
It's good. And that meeting initially aimed at finalizing a rare earth, raw earth, rare earth mineral agreement spiraled into a heated confrontation.
Oh, it was just ridiculous.
Right. I believe this was fully a setup. They never intended to do anything.
Absolutely. The fact that he set it up at the White House, come sit with us. Yeah, okay.
Right. Even Lindsey Graham had advised Zelensky to avoid confrontation, telling him, don't take the bait. Don't let the media or anyone else get you into an argument with Trump.
Right. And even he knew it. And now I know that Zelensky is being coached by other countries on how to handle Trump.
Yes.
Because if you... So I think Zelensky is just a softer kind of... nice person, is what it seemed like in that.
But he stands his ground,
right? But not to the extent that I've seen other leaders do, like that whole handshake thing where Trump pulls you got to pull his ass
back.
Kind of thing.
It's not just that with him. You have to stand your ground, but you have to do it in a way that makes Trumperdink feel like he's winning. That's how you have to do it.
Oh, I see. Manipulate him.
Yeah, you have to manipulate. He's a child.
Without him knowing he's being... Well, which that shouldn't be that hard.
Right. He's like a toddler. You have to let the toddler think he's winning, even though you're putting him to bed.
Right.
So...
What is that? Reverse psychology?
Yeah. You have to do that with someone like him. Right. Vance had even said to Zelensky, after Zelensky questioned repeated ceasefire attempts... is that I think it's disrespectful for you to come into the Oval Office and try to litigate this in front of the American media.
Wait, he said that to him?
To Zelensky. That's not what he was doing. No. Zelensky was there to solidify some American help. He didn't.
Right.
He's not a media hungry pig like those
like
two.
Some people.
Right?
Uh-huh.
And he was there to actually accomplish something.
Right. And then right after that meeting... Oh, wait, I believe Trumperdink pulled out any aid. Is that what he was pulling?
Yeah, he pulled out.
Yeah, he said put a pause on.
He put a pause on the aid.
Guy's ridiculous. Anyways, continue.
Anyway, Trumperdink said stuff like, "You're gambling with World War III, and you're not holding any cards here." As Zelensky said, "We're not playing cards. We're in a war."
Right.
He did. So I don't think Zelensky got.
Yeah,
the reference
exactly. That's what I was thinking. Yeah,
because he it's not in his.
He's too focused on being serious and right. not doing this side swipe dance talk thing.
Right,
and he's too worried about trying to save his people to do this bullshit thing that Trump is doing with him.
Right, and then the most obvious thing that this was a setup was that first question from what's his name from. One American News or whatever.
Oh, you're talking about news.
The suit. Guy. Why aren't you wearing a suit?
That's the dumbest thing
that
ever.
That is not a question you ask a guy that's in war.
Not to mention, what about Mr. What's-his-face you call him?
Mugen. Count Mugen.
Count Mugen, thank you.
Yes.
Who's standing there in a t-shirt and whatever the hell he's wearing.
Right.
I mean, a regular basis.
If you go back in history... leaders who have been at war do not necessarily wear suits. They're too busy.
Good point.
Right? And this is the same thing.
And, I mean, it also shows with him who gives a crap, first of all, about whether he's wearing a suit or he's there in his underwear. Who gives a shit? He has his people dying and gruesomely and... all they give a crap about is why aren't you wearing a freaking suit?
Yeah.
Who gives a shit? And, I mean, he's got more things on his mind than impressing a toddler that's in charge of America right now.
Right. But he has
Although he's really not. But anyways.
But he has to placate this toddler because this toddler has power over all this money that can go to him.
Right.
Or all this equipment that can go to him because he's not actually getting money.
And then they just, like, pounced on him.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was obviously a setup. I mean, fact, first of all, that Trumperdink invited him there. It's like the spider to the fly kind of situation.
Right.
That's all I see when I think about that. Yeah,
absolutely what it was.
And it was terrible. And then what's-his-face stupid sitting there saying about apologizing to Trump.
Oh, no, like, you need to thank Trump.
Thank Trump?
He said, you need to thank.
That's right.
You haven't thanked us once since you came in.
Which he's done several times, but that's beside the point. He basically was saying, why haven't you kissed Trump's ass yet for us to give you this shit?
Right.
I mean, it's just, we right now as a country are the laughing stock of the entire planet.
We are.
I mean, even so, all these countries are banning with Ukraine right now to help them, right? Even freaking Sweden is getting involved. You don't hear from Sweden to get involved in anything.
Right.
And now they're sticking in to help him as well, to help that country. Because right now, it's like everyone against America because we're siding with what? Russia and China?
North Korea,
thank you.
Yes.
I knew that one wasn't right. And I'm thinking, when the hell did we get on that side? Well, okay, I know the answer to that.
January 20th.
Say, I know the answer to that. But the fact that 250 years just got turned on its head in less than 6 weeks.
Right.
I mean, and, oh my God, people used to look up to this country, and now it's like we're public enemy number one. And on a side note, we're also the freaking laughing stock of the planet right now.
Yes.
Because of stupid running the country.
Yeah.
And it's embarrassing. He doesn't know etiquette. He doesn't know more than four words in his vocabulary to have conversations with all these leaders. It's so flipping embarrassing besides what he's doing on top of that.
Every conversation he says is the most perfect conversation ever. Oh
my God. Or what's the other thing he says? Not just the most.
There's never a conversation like it.
Well, and not even with conversations. It'll be the biggest. No, that's not what he says. There's something.
Nobody's seen anything like this.
Yeah. It was
nobody's ever seen this before.
Yeah.
I made up this word.
Every single.
You didn't
thing.
Make up that word.
Just no matter what he's doing, not just what he's saying, but what he's doing, it's like it's the biggest thing ever. Or no one's seen this, ever seen anything like this, or this, you know, whatever.
He's the most persecuted president in history.
Oh, that's another thing. But yeah, it's always the same couple of little. God, I can't even think of it. The little sayings that he says over and over.
I know.
It's just, oh my God, read a book or something.
Read a book. I don't even think he can read.
How old is he? I'm going to say. He's
78.
Like, yeah. He's never, you can't train an old dog new tricks. No. He will never up his vocabulary. He will never open a thesaurus. He will never do anything to better himself.
That is true.
I don't even think he even grasped the concept of bettering himself.
No, because he thinks he's perfect.
Because he thinks he's perfect. He thinks
why would he make himself better? Everybody worships him. Yes, and that's the problem. Everybody acts like they worship him just to appease him.
Which makes it 1,000 times worse, which makes him live in this reality that doesn't really exist, that apparently he can't see because people do kiss his ass, even though, what, just a few years ago you can have video of them just ranking on him.
Yeah.
And now they kiss his ass. I mean, what the hell?
Yeah, I know.
It's just exhausting. And like I said, it's been 2 years, not 6 weeks. I'm just saying.
I know.
I'm just saying. Anyways.
Let's move on to our next subject.
Yeah, sure.
Let's take a look at Doge.
I will not call it that. I'm sorry. No.
What do you call it?
I don't know, like doggy.
Doggy. Well, I have a new name for it.
Okay.
Disaster of government execution.
Oh, that's an understatement. I'm still calling it doggy.
Okay. It's still spelled the same way.
No, exactly. But you can use that acronym. All right.
And this is just the worst thing to have ever happened to the United States government.
You think?
Right. They have perfected the art of turning public service into a private feeding frenzy.
And it's like there's no repercussions happening for this.
Right.
I guess I'm kind of lost on how in the hell is this happening that an unelected private citizen
barely citizen.
An American citizen. Yes, I know. But he still got his citizenship. I'm just saying. But he's a freaking private citizen. What in the F is he doing, first of all, in the White House? You got to have clearance to go in that freaking place.
I agree, and he does not have
it. He does not.
There's no way.
And then let's hand him everything we have. And then on top of that, let him do what the frick he wants to do with it.
I know.
And yet there are no person, people, whatever, stopping him.
Nothing.
I mean, maybe I'm missing something. I don't know. There's something that they can't stop him for that I'm too dumb to figure out yet. But I just, I see, private citizen, not voted for, making life-altering changes to people's lives, let alone our government.
It's actually worse than that.
Yeah, I know. Because, I'm sure it is.
Okay, private citizen, not voted for, fine. I mean, not fine.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
People are appointed to positions all the time that weren't elected, right? So the entire cabinet, all the defense ministry, wait, that's the wrong country. Our Department of Defense, right? The Joint Chiefs. Those are all appointed people.
Okay.
Big difference between Mugen, Count Mugen.
Count Mugen. It's
and all those other people is that all those appointed people were approved by Congress. In positions that were created by Congress.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So, or either created or approved by Congress. One of the two, right?
Right. Which he is has in, none of any of
he
that.
Is in a non-sanctioned position that was created specifically for him, which is also illegal. Unconstitutional, right? So that's a conflict of interest.
Just creating this doggy thing?
Yeah, creating that specifically for him. It was created to be a place for him.
For him to have some fake title to be able to put himself in government.
Right.
Now, which is not legit.
Trumperdink did make him a special government employee.
What is that? It's bringing your puppy to work day?
It's like deputizing him.
Yeah, I know. Okay. It's bringing your little kid to work day.
So here's the problem. So special government employees have a limited time of like 120 working days.
Oh, okay.
So, did not know that. But in order to get around that, they're saying he's only working one day a week.
What? My ass.
Yep. So he gets to work
In what regards is he working one day a week?
I don't know, but that's what they're saying. It took forever for them to admit. It wasn't until State of the Union that they actually admitted that Mugen is in charge of it. Yes.
Right. Which, that'll help for court. But I don't understand. You cannot tell me that he's just, they're getting around it by saying he works one day a week. The amount of firing that has happened proves that that's not just one day a week work. And these little toddlers that he has working for him that are into all these computers, what the hell with that?
Yeah.
Because I guarantee you they didn't get any any security checks to get through
because
that.
They're in an unapportioned office that doesn't technically exist.
What, the doggy thing?
Yeah, it doesn't exist as an official government entity.
Then what the hell are they doing changing lives and altering the American way that it has been for 250 years? How in the F are they able to freaking do this?
I don't know.
And they just keep going with nobody doing anything stop it.
The courts are stepping in, right? Okay.
Could have fooled me.
They have issued, like, they can't freeze the funds and they can't fire these people and they can't do this and they can't do that. Problem is, the courts have no enforcement authority. Guess who has enforcement authority?
Stupid.
Yes.
Trumperdink.
He calls out the brute squad.
He enforces it.
Right. That's how it works.
So, God, that's exhausting.
So the Department of Justice would be the one that normally enforces Supreme Court rulings. Right. So the Supreme Court says, hey, you can't do this anymore. Department of Justice shows up and says, hey, we're making sure you're not doing this anymore.
Right.
But that's not what's going on because the Department of Justice is just one of his lackeys.
Again, the clean sweep bullshit scam.
Yeah.
I don't care what anyone says. I really do think that there is something fishy, and I have my opinions on how the fishiness happened,
I know.
That they got a clean sweep. Not to mention, he is so stupid that if he were to cheat, which I'm pretty freaking certain he did, he would do something like this, where it's a clean sweep across the board.
Yeah, to build his ego.
Well, not only, yeah, absolutely to build his ego, but also he's too dumb to make it look good, like reality-wise. Yeah. Like, the odds of getting a clean sweep, all swing states, all branches of government. Yeah. I mean, come on. If you're going to cheat, do it good where, okay, we lost this one, but we still are in control. You know, something like that. Be better at it.
Yeah.
Which is why I still say that I have my ideas of how they did it, but I still stand by the fact that there is definitely something fishy.
Yeah.
Anyways, I know I'm ranting yet again
because
it just irritates the ever-living crap out of me.
I wanted to get into some of the stuff that Doge is doing.
Doggy.
Doggy. Uh-huh. Fine, I'll call it doggy. I don't care.
I hate that word, too. Not to mention it's stupid.
The whole thing is
not
stupid.
Not that doggy's better, but I refuse to call it that other douchey thing.
Call it douche. I don't care.
I'm seriously considering it. But then again, I don't like that word
either. So let's look at a couple things that they're doing.
Okay.
They've got this thing called regional optimization of social services.
Okay.
Right? So what they do is they start shutting down local offices of things like Social Security Administration. They cut funding so that they have to shut these things down.
Right.
Right. And they're saying that it's streamlining and making it better and more efficient.
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
But what it actually does is reduce the services that are available, causing chaos at the other places. Because it's already hard enough to get an appointment with like Social Security Administration or
Veterans Office.
Veterans Administration, right? All those places that are government entities. Right. It's already difficult enough to work with, but just from the bureaucracy.
Well, and I was also thinking about that for all the people that they are firing. I feel bad for the people who are still left behind.
Right. Because now,
could you imagine their workload and the mass chaos that they are dealing with?
Right.
Hence, right there with the FAA and more planes crashing.
There's again, another one.
Today, they just had another plane crash this morning at right next to an airport. Again, it that seems to be the theme. And they crashed in a parking lot next to a retirement home or community. And it's like, are you kidding? I mean, it's like the chaos that they are ensuing is psychotic. And my thoughts on them firing, you know, all these thousands of people, you've got two things that are going to happen. You got two things fold. You got one, the people who are left behind have mass chaos going on, super stressed out, might even walk out on their own.
Yep.
And then you have all these thousands of people who are looking for work, competing with every normal person who wasn't in, you know, their position, who was already looking for work.
Well, here's the problem. Most public sector jobs
do
not have a private sector equivalent.
True.
Okay, let's take someone who works for the Social Security Administration.
Okay.
Their entire job is to process the Social Security paperwork.
Right.
Right. Where are they going to find a job that's equivalent to doing that?
Well, it will be very similar to someone I know in our family that they will have to take a step down position because they, A, don't have positions like that, and B, they're overqualified for the normal sector jobs.
Right.
And they wind up having to take a massive pay cut if they even get to find anything with all the competition of everyone else who lost their jobs.
So there are other options going on unemployment, which is also on the chopping
block.
That's
getting chopped. I was going to say there's not going to be much unemployment left. I mean, they're just chopping everything. Chop, chop, chop.
And then if they don't get unemployment, well, then they got to go on public benefits, which are being chopped.
They're getting rid of as well. And I mean, they're just going in and mass chopping everything, just free willy-nilly with no plan in place to fix it, I guess.
Right.
Because their whole thing is there's so much waste, yada, yada. Sure. Is there waste? I'm certain there's waste here and there. But for the mass just firing, just with no plan in place and no rhyme or reason who they're firing.
Right.
I believe they have AI firing them, which is stupid.
Yeah.
On how they're figuring out how they're firing. But they have no plan to put. When you take something away, you better put something right back in its place or you're going to have the problems we are having right now.
Well, think about it. So they fired all these nuclear.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. I said it. Nuclear.
Did you really?
Yeah, nuclear.
Anyways.
Nuclear. Uh-huh. That's my southern accent. I can't help it. Sorry. All these people who work in the nuclear.
No, I can't. I can't not
anyway,
hear it.
So
The N-word.
They,
no, that's not right either.
I'm not saying the N-word.
No, that's wrong too.
So they fired all these people who work in that department.
Correct.
Right? Correct. That manage our warheads.
Yeah. What was the point of that?
And then they had to scramble to hire them
back. To hire them back.
Because they didn't understand what the jobs were.
Because they're stupid.
They are. They're,
like I said, they are literally just...
I don't think it's stupidity.
No.
I think the chaos and the cruelty is the point. I think that is their... I think they're going about it very stupidly, right?
Mm-hmm.
They are definitely doing things wrong.
Uh-huh.
But their intention is to create chaos.
Oh, they're succeeding quite well with that. Uh-huh.
But, and they're learning that there's a level of chaos that they're allowed to commit before there's a backlash.
Well, they're at the backlash stage, I believe.
Well, like firing all those guys, mm-hmm. right? That went beyond the level because holy crap, our nuclear warheads are now vulnerable because these guys got fired. And we have no one with this information that knows how to deal with it.
Right.
Right. Same with air traffic controllers.
That's what's happening at the moment.
Right. Yep. Well, Trumperdink said they should hire them all from MIT. Because MIT is full of geniuses, which I don't doubt.
What
right?
does They're it very have smart to do people with aviation, at MIT. Though? Or if they're studying in that field, maybe?
Generally, air traffic controllers aren't engineers, which is what you get from MIT.
That is true.
Right?
That is true.
I mean, you get PhDs and stuff, but generally people think MIT, oh, an engineer of some sort.
Right.
Right? Scientist. Right.
Uh-huh.
You don't get air traffic controllers from the engineering field in most cases.
Mm-hmm.
Right? These are people that chose to become that, and it is an entirely different mode of training.
Oh, yeah. It's also a long training process.
Right.
And then I believe you also have to shoulder with someone for a long time. Yada. It's really important.
And it's not just that. It's also a mindset. Right?
Oh, yeah. I can see
that. I couldn't walk into and be, even if I was trained, I don't have the right mindset
to handle that kind of chaos.
The amount of chaos that those people have to handle.
Well,
I've run fast food restaurants, right? But I can't handle that level of chaos.
You were also younger back then, too, just FYI. But what I'm thinking is it's not just the chaos. It's also the knowledge that you are responsible for lives.
Right.
Lots and lots and lots of lives. So you have to handle this chaos stress. You also know in the back of your mind that whether you get it right, and if you screw up, it's going to be bad. It's going to be lives. And so that's always in your mind. And then if something goes off the norm, then you got to handle that at like right in the moment. So I'm not sure if I could handle that or not. Maybe. I don't know.
I don't think I could.
You're not good with stress. I'm much better at stress than you. Truly. Anyways, but to just fire tons of them just willy-nilly without replacement.
Right.
So think about, normally a job like that is stressful.
Yes.
And then you have all these people on the chopping block gone. Now the people that are left behind to handle that with less numbers to work this, I couldn't even imagine how difficult that must be for them.
Yeah. And it's not just that. You're doing your job and you're thinking, am I next?
Oh, on the chopping block wise? Yeah. I could see that, but I guess when you're working, you're not thinking about that because you're, you know, focused on everything going on, especially now that you're shorthanded.
Yeah.
And I don't care what anyone says. It's obviously a proven fact. The chopping of the FAA, you know, your controllers and whatnot, there's the evidence that's been happening for the last 5 weeks.
Actually, we've got them cutting the CDC.
That as well.
Right. And we've got avian flu on the way. We've got
measles outbreaks starting to go all over the place.
Right. We've got next year's flu virus we have to deal with.
They're not going to get in the new vaccine for the now.
Right.
Because that's gone.
Right.
So now the way that they get those, if I understand correctly, they take it from how Australia's comes in, and that's how we know how to make the vaccine for the oncoming seasons.
Yeah, kind of.
I know it's more involved so they in that, start, but it's generally in
what
that
they What they genre. Do is they look at the virus from this year, and how well that vaccine worked. And they look at the ones that made it past the vaccines and say, okay, this is likely the next virus.
Okay.
Right? This is the next strain that's probably going to happen. Let's make a vaccine for that one.
Right.
Right? That's generally how they look at it.
But I do know they take that information, and then while we're in our summer in Australia is in their flu season, they take that info and tweak the final, you know, thing that they come up with. And the whole point being is that they said, no,
we're not participating. Not
producing a new vaccine for the next coming flu season.
Yep.
That's going to be a flipping nightmare.
It is.
And we've already had, two deaths with measles now?
At least two that I know of.
And did we not eradicate measles?
For the most part, yeah. I mean, there's generally every year there's one or two, 10, 15 cases.
And just cases, but, though, nobody's died from.
Right. They're generally very isolated, right? And like you said, we haven't had a measles death in 10 years.
Yeah, And now, two? And then you got X number of plane crashes in the last 5 weeks.
Right.
So you tell me that these firings are not having drastic consequences.
Right.
And again, it's like I said, you cannot take away, aka fire, without putting something back in its place to handle it.
Right.
This has been Trumperdinck's thing since he's come into the political field, I guess you could say. He just says this stuff, does something, but has no plan on what he's going to do with it once he's done all this firing or, you know, done whatever. That's all they do. They just go in and do that like a wrecking ball, but have no idea how the hell they're going to build it back up.
Right. And then we get into their transparency or lack of. Yes. So they operate in the shadows. Right. They're secret and they're shielded from public scrutiny.
Yes.
So you can request public records. The Freedom of Information Act says that you can.
But you won't get them.
But you won't get them because there's no place to request it from.
Yeah.
They have no official office.
Because, again, he has the whole
thing. He's outside the Constitution. He's outside our regular government operations.
Which I guess was kind of my point on when we were on the fence about, do we talk about Trumperdinck or not? Because you can't stand having to talk about him so much, but it seems to be the only thing on the plate. Trying to find things that aren't based with him in it somehow is extremely hard to do. And you didn't want to do this. And I decided, no. Let's go ahead and do it. At least this one episode for sure. The whole kit and caboodle from start to finish. I can't guarantee he won't be in other episodes. Oh, but he will be. Yeah, I know.
I can't help it.
But I also find it, as much as I hate to have to talk about him, in the same sense, now it's to the point where I think it's important. People need to not put their heads in the sand and ignore it. Because that's not what's going to make it go away.
Right, I know.
If people don't start protesting, going to their town councils, you know, whatever, just doing something, anything, no matter what it is, it's better than doing nothing, because it will never get stopped, I want to say, or at least slowed down, if people don't just do the slightest thing, even if that means just talking about it. You know, protesting would be better, but the more negativity that gets out there for it, the more attention it'll get, which will slow it down.
Yeah, I know.
And that's the only reason why I was okay with talking about him, because at this point it's important, because he is literally changing the last 250 years.
I know.
That it took to build the country to what it has become before all this crap happened, where people looked up to America and wanted to be an American citizen and come here and yada yada. So he is destroying the last 250 years and it's a smear, and that's not really even a good word, for every person who has fought, died, done everything to make the country what it is, including breaking away from a monarchy and starting an entire freaking country.
I know.
And then having to fight them to finalize it. And in 6 weeks, they're destroying every fabric of that.
I know.
Which is kind of why my point is, you can't just ignore it. And you can't not talk about it. Is it freaking irritating as hell to talk about him? Hell yeah. It absolutely is that he dominates every news feed. And I'm sure most people would like to not have to talk about him. But, and you can't just say, don't give him what he wants. Because he loves people talking about him 24/7. And yes, he is getting what he wants in that aspect. But at the same time, the power that he controls, you have to talk about him.
Yes, I agree.
And not to appease his ego, but to start bringing the negative attention so that it starts toning and slowing his ass down for all the damage that he is doing. And try and slow it down enough that once this is over, America can repair itself. Because they're basically burning the Constitution at this point.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
They're burning everything this country has ever stood for. And it's a really sad thing to see happening. And it's a very worrisome thing to see what's going to happen in the next almost 4 years at this point. So it needs to be slowed down so it can't keep snowballing, I guess, all the way till the end of the 4 years.
Right.
Because imagine what could happen in the rest of the time he has. So.
Yep. Which leads us right into the next segment I'd already laid out, but you just talked right into it.
Okay.
And it's called The Trouble with Trumperdink.
Oh, okay.
Right? And we're going to get into the alarming and unprecedented assault on American democracy by President Trumperdink.
I guess I read your mind.
Or you read the notes. I don't know.
No, I have not made it that far. But
we're also going to get into his interesting connections with Russia and North Korea.
Oh, yeah. More ugliness.
Yep.
Okay.
From the moment he stepped into the Oval Office, Trumperdink has embarked on a campaign to dismantle the very foundations of our democratic system. You were just talking about this.
Which is exactly right? What he's doing.
And it is full-scale attack on the principles that have upheld this nation for more than two centuries. It's like you read the show notes.
Yeah, it's just like when we're walking around the house and I seem to know where you're going and I get right in your way before you get there.
Every single time.
Every time.
If it's not you, it's the dog. And then it's both.
It's more me than anything, but yeah.
All right, so let's talk about his blatant disregard for rule of law.
There is no law for him.
One of his first actions was to pardon the 1,500 people, insurrectionists.
Is that how many it was?
It was 1,500 pardons. 1,500 plus pardons. Jeez. Some of them, like, were treason.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, like, badly, like, had criminal backgrounds even.
Right. And that basically means that you can do whatever you want so long as you support Trump.
That's all that it means. And the fact that, you know, he was even approached about, you know, you talk about, you know, upholding law and this and that, but yet you just let a J6er who beat the living crap out of our Capitol police officer.
Right.
And you let him go. But yet you're standing here trying to tell people to uphold the law and how you respect it or whatever the hell he said, which I guarantee you didn't use that word.
No.
But I'm just saying, and he really, if I remember, didn't really have much to say about that. He tried to talk to another reporter.
Yeah.
Because I think they were asking questions. They were. Something.
He just avoids the question.
And
if he doesn't like it, he just says you're fake news and moves on.
And then he says you can't come here anymore.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's no freedom of press, apparently.
Right. So, and then it gets worse.
Uh-huh.
He has placed loyalists in his cabinet, right?
Yes,
he by has. A podcaster as the second of FBI.
Oh my God, it's so embarrassing.
So,
you know, they always talk about Idiocracy. We're way past Idiocracy.
A Fox News host as the head of the Department of Defense.
What about the WWE chick?
Oh, yeah. The Linda McMahon in the head of Department of Education.
I don't even... Now, don't I can't correlate wrong. The two.
I love WWE.
Yes, you love wrestling.
I do.
You do.
And I absolutely... I love it because it is scripted.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's a show for me to watch that I enjoy.
Right.
Right? But that person who scripts all that weird bullshit does not need to be scripting our Department of Education.
Well, I don't I don't even see the correlation of the two. But then again, it's not like he puts people who
no,
are
there is no
knowledgeable
correlation.
In their positions that he puts no. them in.
Fox yeah. News anchor, DOD. Come on. Uh-huh. The guy was in the National Guard.
I can't. Idiocracy has nothing on what's going on.
He put a guy
on.
As head of the FBI as
that
someone
to destroy it.
That yeah, that said he wants to get rid of the FBI. That's a great
thing. I swear, I think he's honestly doing that some purpose. It's the same with the vaccine worm dude.
Oh my God. So, yes, the guy that has been anti-vax most of his adult life, right? And anti-standard medicine most of his adult life.
And most of
is
his,
now in charge of Health and Human Services.
Right, and most of his ideas are kind of kooky. I mean,
kooky.
Eating roadkill off the side of the road or picking up a whale or a bear. What the hell?
Both?
Yeah, I mean, you tell me that's not mentally unstable.
Yeah, that is mentally
and
unstable.
And yet he's in charge of our Health and
Human Services. Yeah.
That's effing scary.
Yes, that is.
But that's what I'm talking about. All the people he keeps putting in these positions... It's like he's doing it on purpose.
Right.
The opposite of, as my grandkids would say, they're doing opposite day.
They are doing opposite day.
Every day.
All right. Now let's talk about his connections with Russia and Putin.
Oh, yeah.
Ever since the Russia hoax, right?
The lovely couple.
Yes. So it's very interesting that during his initial 2016 campaign, one of the things that stood out to me was that... during a speech, he said, Russia, go get her emails.
Oh.
And then suddenly, Clinton's emails showed up.
Well, didn't they prove that Russia was
oh, yeah.
hacking
Russia,
that election?
Russia interfered.
Interfered, yes.
Right? They didn't
they
hack.
They interfered, that's right.
Right?
It wasn't
but
hacking.
It was disinformation, and it was
to help
propaganda,
get him elected,
right?
Right?
It was all that, right? And then there was a Steele dossier, which was... proven to be true that Russia was using him as an asset because we've got three former KGB agents that have come out and said that Russia was setting him up as an asset as early as like 87, 88.
Well, that's what I was just about to say. I heard that they've basically been training him since the mid to late 80s.
Right. And now he's released an executive order saying that he's going to investigate the law firm that represented Clinton and came up with the Steele dossier. So there's obviously something there if he's willing to go after it.
You think?
Right.
Right. Well, it always made me wonder, now that I think about it, back when he first went to go run, what was that 2015?
Yeah.
He announced it. It was like out of the blue.
I know.
It's he like, had nothing, could care less about politics.
And then suddenly.
And then all of a sudden. So I wonder what little Russian mouse was whispering in his ear.
Yeah.
Because that's my idea that I think why he decided to run. Because otherwise he could give two shits.
Right.
And I always said that that was weird. I also said in 2015 when he did decide to run, I said, well, you know, democracy just died then. And morals just went out the window, because you remember back then, that's when everybody started beating up anyone. Remember in the gate, like at the stadiums and stuff, they would beat up someone who was
and he would,
not a Republican.
He would actually say, I'll cover your
lawyer fees, which he doesn't pay any lawyers.
He doesn't
ever.
Pay his lawyers.
He doesn't pay anyone anything ever.
Just look at Giuliani.
I know that personally.
No,
well,
Giuliani's
my family
albino.
As well. Because he never freaking paid for that stuff.
Oh,
either.
Yeah. Yeah.
He doesn't pay for anything, but that's a different thing. But yeah, I remember him saying that time and time again. And it was right after that that people started saying things that normally they would keep to themselves.
Oh, yeah.
They started being much more aggressive and beating people up. And ever since then, everything kind of changed in politics and just regular American people started behaving much more vulgar and less with morals. And, you know, there used to be an etiquette in our politics. And
yeah, that's gone. That,
it's like WWE in our politics.
It
now.
Is.
I mean, it's just, it's crazy.
Except WWE has better actors.
I agree with that. But nobody has class. Nobody has morals. It's just all out the window. And it's sad.
It is.
That, you know, you miss normal Republicans. Honestly, I want to say I do.
It's sad that I miss John McCain.
Yeah. I mean,
where do you guys like
the regular Republicans that I used to not like then?
I didn't like John McCain for the most part. His politics were terrible. But he was a morally upstanding person, because the one thing that stands out to me that John McCain did, I remember in a speech he was giving, a lady, he was talking to a lady, and she stood up and she said, "Obama's a Muslim." And she went to go on, and he's like, no, that's not true. He's a good man.
I remember that.
And if you won't find a Republican doing that now, what would happen now? Yeah. What would happen now is they'd be like, yeah, you're absolutely right. He is a Muslim. We need to get rid of him.
Yeah. They would just bring out all the ugly, right. Like anything that they can say to pounce on that.
I mean, even back then we thought the birther movement was like the worst thing ever. Mm-hmm. How racist is that? Now it's like birther movement. That's simple. That's nothing.
Right, because of the nastiness that there is now.
Right.
And the nastiness, I mean, even when you watch our Congress and how they behave and bringing, you know, nude pictures and what is that? I mean, seriously, I already answered my own question. I know when it started getting ugly. He ruined everything. I was going to say, you know, politics, but he
ruined everything.
He's literally ruined everything. People also have, I don't know, it's just me, but I have noticed the difference in way people behave on a regular basis versus prior to him ever entering politics.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're just nastier to each other. I don't know. Just their demeanor. I don't know. It's very sad. And I really hope someday we can get back to
some kind of normal, some kind
of morals, some kind of class, some kind of empathy. There's an idea. Yeah. People having empathy. What a concept.
I know. Well, I do like that at the State of the Union, one congressman stood up to Trump. One.
Oh.
And he got kicked out.
Yeah, that's right. Which is really, really sad.
It's Congressman Al Green. And what's interesting is that for 4 years, two Congress people heckled and booed Biden at every single speech he made.
Yeah.
And they were not removed.
Nope.
What's the difference?
Well, I remember even when I think Obama got booed and he acknowledged them and just said, no, it's all right. Let him be. He can stay. He has a right to be there and to make his opinion.
That was minor. The guy yelled liar.
Yes, right. I couldn't remember what it was.
That was it.
Uh-huh.
That was huge at the time.
Yeah.
That the guy said, oh my, everybody was like, I cannot believe he did that. Right?
And now look at us.
And now look, we got two howler monkeys in there.
It's a really sad time in our democracy right now.
Yeah.
It really is. And I truly hope that we can get past this and go back to some kind of normalcy.
I hope so.
I truly hope so. And luckily he can't run a third time, although if he has his way, he thinks he will. And now his backup plan is his son. So he can run it through him. That will be funny.
That would be bad.
That would be bad. And no, just no.
No.
I mean, even Republicans right now are not happy with the way the things are going. So I don't ever see them voting for any of his family members whatsoever.
Well, that would create a dynasty.
Well, besides that, I really don't see with how Republicans are very unhappy with the way things are going.
Yeah.
That they would even vote for anyone in his family knowing
how things go. They are spineless, so they will.
No, I don't think so. And I really don't think so because now it is affecting them personally.
Yeah, because that's true. Republicans don't do anything till it affects them personally.
Until it affects them personally.
Right.
And now it is.
Yeah.
And it's their livelihoods. It's sad, but it's not like it was a secret either.
I know.
I mean, I can't tell you how many Republicans that, you know, we know in our circle that they act shocked that he's doing this and that. And like, did you not listen to a word he said? Or you know, if you don't know what a tariff is, that maybe you could use your little fingers with that phone attached to them to push a button to look up what the hell a tariff means and how it'll affect you.
Here's an interesting point to what you just said. Some Republicans that I've actually heard say, well, he lies all the time, so I didn't expect him to actually follow through.
Oh, really? Like, so they voted for a liar? You intentionally
voted for a liar? Is that what you're telling me?
That's literally what they just
said. I have heard people actually say that.
Holy crap.
So they didn't expect him, not exactly in those words,
right?
But they didn't expect him to follow through on everything that he said. I'm like, so you knew he was either lying about it or he was going to do it. And you didn't like either one, but you still voted for him.
Right. And, oh my gosh, and it's that. Or it's ignorance, and yet they still vote for him.
Yeah.
I just find it mind-blowing.
Yeah.
And now they voted for him, and now they're stuck with what he's doing to them, to their livelihoods, to the point where them and us, of course, all of us are having life-altering things happen because of it, whether it's the prices of things and now, you know, you can't afford as much food as you used to buy, or you lose your job. And now you can't pay your mortgage, or just what they're going to do to the economy itself and the whole thing. It's like, you voted for them. Or did they?
Or did they? Because
again, I still stand by what I said before. I still think there's
a large amount of people voted for him.
There's no doubt it, but I still don't think he legitimately won. That's just me. I could be wrong, but I'm just saying.
All right, I think we've covered...
Gone way too far.
As much Trumperdink as I can technically handle.
Way too far. Yeah, I think we need to call it, because I'll just start getting more and more angry about it.
All right, so that's all the yakking I can deal with this week.
I think that's all the yakking I can stand for this week. And we will truly, truly give it our best go at making another one next week. On time, like we're supposed to. We honestly try.
I will.
We always like to hear your feedback or an email at podcast@secularyakking.com.
My input.
All comments are welcome. We like to hear the good, the bad, and the ugly.
If you like our show, head over to your podcast directory of choice and leave us a 5-star review. If you really like the show, support the show on our Patreon page.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
And we'll be back next week with more yakking to please your eardrums.
Bye-bye, boys.
Have fun storming the castle.
Think it'll work?
It would take a miracle.
Bye-bye.